All right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every Wednesday, we talk either with a realtor now or we talk with a real estate lawyer. And today is Jackie Morano's turn from Southern Vermont Realty Group. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Looks like we're going to have a good weekend coming up here at this time of the podcast. And because of all the rain, and so we're getting some sunshine.
I know, sunshine. And then I heard we're moving into some sticky weather next week.
Yes, first day of summer. And then it's like 80s, 91 maybe, yeah, on Monday, Tuesday. Okay.
Summer's here.
That's right. So what do you want to talk about today on the Property Pulse?
So I think, you know, we've been having some pretty in-depth conversations lately. Mm-hmm. And I thought it might be good to sort of circle back and take it back to basics for a day.
Okay. So what's that entail?
So communication.
Communication is number one.
Number one.
I think so.
Yeah.
With anything you do.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely, clear communication certainly makes everything go smoother. Mm-hmm. And real estate is no different.
Yeah.
You know, having clear communication from the very beginning, mm-hmm, it's really the cornerstone of the process.
Yeah, absolutely.
That starts with really communicating your needs.
Uh-huh.
And that can be a buyer or a seller. Communicating what it is you need, how you need it,
yep,
when you need it, and being clear with your team, mm-hmm, from the beginning.
Yes, absolutely.
And then throughout the process.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of little details that happen throughout a sale process,
right,
on the listing side or the buying side.
Right.
And you really have to be able to articulate that, ask questions, and if you don't understand, it is okay to stop,
uh-huh,
and say, we need to talk about this more.
Absolutely. Even just a little bit getting back to you on an email, you know, because real quick, because, you know, it's nothing worse when you're trying to have an answer and then nobody gets back to you. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
You do very well, by the way. Like when I text you because we have to, you know, record or do whatever we got to do, you know, for the property pulse or whatever it may be. You always get back to me, which is good. I think busy people get things done anyway.
Yeah. Well, responsiveness is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, you know, if you're reaching out to agents or even attorneys or inspectors and they're not getting back to you.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that that's not a great professional. They may be really good at what they do.
Mm.
But if you're a person, because everybody needs to communicate in different ways, right? We don't, yeah, all communicate.
Time is of the essence, though.
Time
in your
is of
business.
The essence. Yes, that is very true.
Yeah.
But you also need to take the time. So things can feel rushed and there's deadlines, and it's important, though, to take the time,
yeah,
and communicate.
Slow down.
Slow down. That is very important, because when you're rushing, yeah, that's when mistakes get made.
Right. And everybody wants it now.
Yes.
And we're in a now world.
We're in a now world. Yeah. We're in a shooting off a quick text or, mm-hmm, you know, like it just... This is one of those things that the details really matter,
mm-hmm,
and slowing down and making sure you're communicating properly and that you understand everything that's being communicated to you.
Yes.
And a lot of times too, sort of back to that, you know, we're sending a quick text where, you know, just like half answers, like things have gotten,
right,
a little bit informal in communication.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always great to sort of just stop and take a pause.
Right.
Send an email, put your thoughts in writing.
Yes.
This is true for the realtor and for the client.
Right.
Or the attorney or the inspector. It's okay to have these like quick conversations and some texts, but really we should be keeping good records of communication and making sure that we're all on the same page.
Right. And the texts and the emails, they're kind of records. Like, because if you,
yeah,
talk over the phone, let's just say,
sure,
you may not remember what they say or...
Yeah,
you know.
And I think in texts too, you know, miscommunications can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tone can sometimes get lost.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
We know that tone thing.
Right, exactly.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, and I think that can come from quickly communicating because we're all so busy.
Yes.
And our buyers and our sellers are so busy, and it's important to communicate on whatever level they need.
Mm-hmm.
So for some people, they need a phone call, and they work all day and they need to talk at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And you need to make sure that your realtor can communicate on your level.
Yeah.
In what way you need.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're catering to them because, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they're the client.
Yeah.
So, you know, like we've talked about this before, being a realtor is not a 9-to-5 job.
Right.
This is a 7 days a week, 365-day
absolutely. No, you're right.
Job.
Yeah.
And so when our clients need us, we need to be available and we need to be able to communicate with them.
Absolutely. That's right. Communication, number one.
Yeah.
I've always said that, no matter what you do. And that's why you're successful, and that's why people who get back to each other is very successful at what they're doing. Because nobody wants to wait and wait and wait. It's like, come on.
Yeah, well, and things can cool down. I mean, a lot of these things are time sensitive.
Right.
We have deadlines, but also you can lose the interest of buyers and sellers.
You're right.
When you're in a conversation and you drop off for a couple of days, or you're not getting back to someone quickly. And you know, it's important from the beginning when you're interviewing realtors to make sure that they can communicate the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't take a phone call during the day, are they available by text?
Yes.
Do you only want to email? Are they able to do that? Are you only available on weekends and evenings? Can they commit to that?
Yes.
That's important.
Absolutely. You're right. Good job.
So like I said, it's very, very basic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's
yeah.
super important
it
in
is.
Every right. aspect of a purchase.
And we don't talk about that much. We kind of just do. You
yeah.
know what I mean? We do our thing and then that's how we are. But once you start talking to your clients and then you put that out there, then
yeah.
that communication is important, then I'll get back to you and you get back to me and we'll have a smooth transaction if we can.
Right, exactly. And setting expectations for that communication is important too.
Yeah.
For
mm-hmm.
both sides, you know, it's...
Yeah.
And so I think at the very beginning when you're interviewing an agent, and this is part of our consultation, so we have a very specific consultation process where these things are discussed to make sure that we're all a good fit and that
mm-hmm.
we can meet you where you need to be and we can be successful together.
Sounds good. All right. Yeah. So how do we get in touch with you as normal? Like if you want to.
However you need to get in touch with us. So if you need to call us,
say,
you can
uh-huh.
at 802-464-2585.
Okay.
You can find us on the web at sovtrealtygroup.com, on all of the socials,
uh-huh.
and on your website.
You're there at wtsaradio.com, the Property Pulse, and you can check out past episodes right there. All right. Appreciate you, Jackie, coming in today. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank
Stay
you.
Out of the rain.
Try.
That's okay. We'll get out of the way because we have a good weekend and summer's just here.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, it's going to be here in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jackie. I
Thank
appreciate you. There goes Jackie with the Property Pulse here. Wednesdays at 96.7 TSA FM. Good morning.